62nd Legislative Assembly, Senate Committee on Human Services and Aging, tape 123, June the 9th, 1983, hearing room A, 8 a.m.
Services will come to order. First bill today is House Bill 2652, and Elaine, is this your?
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2652, introduced at the request of the Deschutes Humane Society, would allow humane societies and animal control agencies, upon registration with the State Board of Pharmacy, to purchase, possess, and administer sodium pentobarbital to euthanize animals. It directs the board, in consultation with the Veterinary Medical Examining Board, to adopt rules establishing requirements for registration, and requires the Veterinary Medical Examining Board, after consultation with the State Board of Pharmacy, to establish certification requirements for persons administering sodium pentobarbital.
Representative Bradbury?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Bill Bradbury, State Representative, District 48. This bill came out of the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. And essentially, what it does is addresses a problem that I'm very familiar with in Coos County, where the people put a measure on the ballot to get rid of the decompression chamber at the animal shelter, and they it was enacted overwhelmingly by the people, and then they tried to obtain sodium pentobarbital for use by the animal shelter, and there was not a veterinarian in Coos County that felt that their liability would allow them to provide that drug to the animal shelter without being personally liable for malpractice, and so the will of the people was thoroughly thwarted. And this bill would correct that kind of problem, not just in Coos County, but all over the state, because what it will do is provide humane societies with some very substantial precautions, direct access and use of sodium pentobarbital, which is without a doubt the most humane way we have to deal with unwanted animals. I was directly involved in the negotiations with the Board of Pharmacy and the Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners to work this bill out. It has been amended from the original version, and basically what it does is it provides that the veterinary medical examiners will establish rules in their area of expertise to ensure that people administering the drug are properly trained and certified by the board, so that you have people who know how to use the drug using the drug. And there are a number of training programs already existing in the state. One in Multnomah County, they train people from all over the state in how to administer this drug and that. And then the Board of Pharmacy is involved in the proper control of this substance, in terms of its safekeeping, in terms of record keeping, and the rest of that. And I think the Board of Pharmacy is here today, and they have with them, I think, the rules they apply to these kinds of substances and how they have to be kept safely. One of the concerns that came up that I'm convinced we've dealt with is that this sodium pentobarbital might end up as a street drug. If you dilute it some, it could be used in that way. And I'm convinced that with the control through the Board of Pharmacy, we're really in good shape in terms of controlling street people's access to the drug, and through with the work of the Board of Medical Examiners, Veterinary Medical Examiners, we're going to be administering it properly. So I think we really have a very good final product here that will address the problem and keep the public and the animals pretty well safe. So I would urge your adoption.
Was there much opposition on the House side?
There was none that I recall. Once we had arranged the compromise with the veterinary examiners and the Board of Pharmacy. As the bill was originally written, it gave the entire responsibility to the Board of Pharmacy, and they were not comfortable with having to make sure people knew how to administer the drug, because that's not their area of expertise.
Question?
Mr.
Elaine?
Chairman, the bill passed the House 59-1.
Oh, there was one opposition. I apologize.
Okay, thank you very much. Stephanie Hazenden?
Good morning. I'm Stephanie Hazen. I'm a practicing veterinarian in Salem. I am the president of the Marion Polk Veterinary Association. I am the vice president of the Humane Society of the Willamette Valley. I'm on the Oregon Veterinary Medical Association Legislative Action Committee, and I feel I am qualified to speak on this issue. Injection by sodium pentobarbital is generally agreed to be the most humane method of euthanasia. It is the method employed by a majority of veterinarians. I feel it should be available to animal control agencies and that they should assume responsibility for its procurement, administration, and liabilities. The present situation requires that a licensed veterinary practitioner order, stock, and assume liability for its use. It is a substance requiring a Drug Enforcement Agency registration number to obtain. A DEA number is crucial to the practice of veterinary medicine. Many practitioners are unwilling to supply sodium pentobarbital to another agency over which they have no authority to manage because it puts their own DEA registration number in jeopardy. Animal control agencies in smaller communities, therefore, have often had difficulty in obtaining the drug for euthanasia and are left with other less than humane methods. These technical difficulties should not preclude the use of sodium pentobarbital by agencies dealing with euthanasia of animals. The overpopulation of animals is a problem that will not go away. The humane societies in Oregon are striving for a more professional approach to deal with this issue. The Humane Society of the Willamette Valley, of which I'm associated, has a model program that could be used to pattern other animal welfare programs after. Euthanasia seminars are conducted by professionals dealing with both the technical aspects as well as the emotional considerations. And a system of certification of animal health technicians has already been worked out. I believe that this bill would ease some of the technical difficulties and allow an economical, efficient, and humane way to deal with the animal overpopulation issue. And so I hope that this problem could be resolved with this bill.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alan Thomas?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Alan Thomas, and I'm here today representing the more than 5,000 members of the Oregon Humane Society. It is indeed tragic that we are brought together today to discuss the most humane method to euthanize animals. But tragic or not, we must face the reality that every year in each of our respective communities, thousands of dogs and cats are destroyed in our animal shelters, local pounds, and humane societies. Excuse me. The issue is then, what is the most humane method available to destroy unwanted surplus animals? I personally have been involved in animal welfare for over 14 years, and during those 14 years, I have witnessed more than 300,000 animals put to death. I have seen them shot, electrocuted, and placed in decompression chambers. I have seen them destroyed by inhaling carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, chloroform, and some nitrogen displacement. I have seen them injected with succinylcholine, T61, magnesium ions, and sodium pentobarbital. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that without qualification, sodium pentobarbital is the most humane method available to us today for this tragic but necessary task. It is because sodium pentobarbital is nationally recognized as the most humane method of euthanasia that we at the Oregon Humane Society strongly support House Bill 2652 and urge its passage. Allowing this drug to be purchased directly by animal control agencies and humane societies will permit those agencies that prefer injection euthanasia but at present are unable to acquire sodium pentobarbital to switch to this method. Obviously, we in animal welfare are aware that there is always the potential for the abuse of any drug. Sodium pentobarbital is no exception. But I believe that the records of the Drug Enforcement Agency will verify there is less abuse of this drug in connection with animal welfare agencies than there has been in the private sector. The passage of House Bill 2652 in no way lessens the requirements for security or record-keeping in any way. It merely places the responsibility of the use of this drug directly on those individuals using it for euthanasia rather than the cooperating veterinarians who supply the drug. Finally, I'd like to thank Representative Troop for sponsoring this bill and you, ladies and gentlemen of this committee, for the time and effort you have expended regarding this issue. This legislation is badly needed and, in fact, long overdue. Let's give animals in Oregon a better break and pass House Bill 2652.
Thank you. Okay. Questions? Yes, sir. Betsy Williams?
My name is Betsy Williams. I'm the manager of Multnomah County Animal Control, which is probably the largest animal control facility in the state. We handle approximately 20,000 animals a year. Last year we had to euthanize over 11,000 of those animals. We've been using sodium pentobarbital at Multnomah County for approximately 3 years and have been one of the fortunate communities in being able to find veterinary cooperation in providing our agency with the drug. I was, however, involved somewhat with the Coos Bay problem, which was about 3 years ago, when they were not able to obtain a veterinarian willing to sponsor them or support them in their efforts. And I know it posed great difficulties to that community and other smaller communities throughout the state that do want to go to this more humane method of euthanasia of their animals and have no resources or veterinary cooperation. This bill would be very useful for those communities in enabling us to provide more humane euthanasia to the unwanted and surplus animals in the state of Oregon, and I urge your support.
Thank you. Wayne?
Could you clarify for the committee why this is the best method?
There have been a variety of community committees, citizens committees, a lot of research done in the field on the various methods of euthanasia. Mr. Thomas went over with you very briefly some of the other methods, and all of the medical and veterinary research that I'm aware of to date verifies emphatically that humane euthanasia, at least with current methods available, that sodium pentobarbital is in fact the most humane way for an animal to be euthanized. There, in the past, has been some controversy over the humaneness of the decompression chamber. In fact, that has probably been the single most controversial issue in this state and other states, euthanasia by sodium pentobarbital versus the decompression chamber. I know a citizens' committee met for months in Multnomah County prior to our transition 3 years ago, and the consensus was emphatic that sodium pentobarbital is by far the most humane method.
The problems with the other methods are that they take a long time or are painful for the animal?
All of those. In many cases, they're more expensive. In many cases, they provide anywhere up to excruciating pain to the animals involved. The lack of, especially if the equipment is faulty in any way, and it's very difficult often to maintain the equipment in such a way that it can provide a humane death to the animals. And then if there's, especially in the case of the decompression chamber, if there are any problems with the animals health-wise, especially if there's any kind of respiratory problems, the animals that are being euthanized experience excruciating pain. Sodium pentobarbital, on the other hand, is a very simple method to administer, virtually foolproof, and the animal is anesthetized immediately.
Thank you. Nan Dewey?
Good morning. I'm Nan Dewey, representing the Oregon Veterinary Medical Association. You will have a copy of my statement, and I know you have a large agenda this morning, and I feel there is no opposition to this bill, so I will not read my statement. I would just like to tell you that the association instructed our firm to contact the other states which have a similar law. We did this. We found in all these states that the law works well. It, in many cases, is under the control jointly of a board of pharmacy and a board of veterinary medical examiners, and this is the approach we took in the amendments to the bill. And I think you heard from Dr. Hazen the problems that have arisen because of the DEA and the number and the keeping the drug available through the office and not jeopardizing a veterinarian's license. So that is why this bill, we think, is good and in good shape, and hope that you will pass it.
What are some of the other states that have acted?
The other states are California, Colorado, Washington, Illinois, Michigan, Florida, Indiana, and Texas.
Okay. Questions? Thank you. Bruce Hamovitz?
My name is Bruce Hamovitz. I'm the executive director with the Humane Society of Central Oregon. We're previously known as the Deschutes Humane Society, we were the agency that requested this legislation. I've given you my written testimony. I think most of it has already been said by people before me here, so I'd just like to explain why we requested the legislation. We have been using sodium pentobarbital for euthanasia in Central Oregon for the last 7 years approximately. And the veterinarians who have been supplying us with the drug have recently come under the understanding that they are in a very liable position. And consequently, they want to withdraw their support to our agency. And our only other recourse was to revert back to a gas chamber, a decompression chamber, a gunshot, or some other method that is, in my opinion, not as humane. I've also worked with other agencies around the state that have attempted to switch over to injection of sodium pentobarbital and have been unable to because they've not had the support of local veterinarians for the same reason. Consequently, I approached Representative Troop's office and asked him to help us with this legislation, and he has. And I would appreciate very much if this committee would help us also and pass this so that we may continue with our work.
Any other questions? Thank you. Mr. Caton?
Senator Kitzhaber, members of the committee, my name is Tom Caton. I'm director of the Board of Pharmacy, and with me is the DEA representative, Gene Hoffman. The Board of Pharmacy supports House Bill 2652 as amended. I've been asked to come this morning and speak on two areas, specifically the abuse potential of the drug and what security measures the Board of Pharmacy would mandate by rule. The sodium pentobarbital does, of course, have a potential for abuse. Barbiturates, we have found in oral form, has shown a steady decrease in Oregon. The injectable forms of sodium pentobarbital have a reasonably high incidence rating in Oregon, in that we are in 26th place on a per capita basis. However, the sodium pentobarbital figures include both the veterinarian products and the human products, so it is really difficult to tell exactly where we stand as far as the veterinarian use of sodium pentobarb. For safeguards, the board will write rules addressing security and the records of use, such as in storage, we would require a lockable metal cabinet with the only key being assigned to one person as a responsible person. A record of withdrawal should be signed by the person in charge of the key and a person who is withdrawing the drug for administration. We were a record kept of the weight and the species of the dose given to each animal on a daily basis and countersigned. Any wastage should be countersigned. Verification of the stock on hand minus the amount that has been dispensed should be done on a weekly log and kept recorded. And then a monthly report of these records submitted to the Board of Pharmacy, which could trigger an audit to be done by the board inspectors. And that basically would be the area that we would address by rule.
Is this a similar setup? Are you aware that they use in other states by their boards of pharmacy?
Yes. And these are really stricter control methods than what we impose upon a hospital or a pharmacy.
Right. Mr. what's your name? Sorry, it's too early in the morning.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Havel.
Mr. Caton. In an audit situation, how would you determine whether or not the drugs were actually being channeled into the black market?
We would have a record of what their purchases were. And then by having a record of
and you could
what
weigh it against the written record, but obviously an animal that was disposed of won't be able to verify.
This is why we want everything countersigned. Obviously, then you would have to have two people involved in which kind of cuts it in half. Mm-hmm. But we have not ever been made aware of people using the veterinarian form. I recognize that it could be cut down. It's just arrogant, and I think Mr. Hoffman can verify this, that the use of the barbiturates in Oregon since it became Schedule 2 has greatly decreased. There doesn't seem to be that much of a market for it.
Would volunteers within a humane society be allowed to dispense?
What do you mean by dispense?
Or inject the animal.
No, as I understand this bill, they would have to be certified by the Board of Medical Examiners and properly trained. Because in speaking to various veterinarians, including my own, it takes a certain technique. There should be a period of time observed to make sure that the animal is truly dead, not just in a coma. Recommendations that I have heard that a half an hour to an hour should elapse before you try to incinerate or whatever other method that we use, because there have been cases where the dog was only in a coma and would come out of it, had to be re-injected.
Chairman, are you aware of any situations in other states where this is permitted, where there has been channeling into the black market or street?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
My name is Gene Hoffman. I'm the senior diversion control investigator with the Drug Enforcement Administration out of Portland, Oregon. I am not here to testify either pro or con on this bill, but merely to discuss the federal regulations that are, as it pertains to this act, or your proposed bill. Phenobarbital is a Schedule II controlled substance under the Controlled Substances Act of 1970. It has, consequently, it's placed in Schedule II because it has a high potential for abuse. It has a legitimate medical use, and abuse of the drug or other substances may lead to severe psychological or physical dependence. It is in the same class as drugs as morphine, Demerol, some of the what people refer to as hard narcotics. There is some confusion, though, on this bill. When I talk about phenobarbital being in Schedule 2, that's in the pure form, the bulk dosage form, or the bulk powder form, or the straight form. There are euthanasia products available that are already pre-mixed in forms that render it less abusable, I guess, and they are Schedule 3 drugs. Now, these are already pre-mixed, and they have other substances in them that make it less abusable. Things like alcohol, and Mr. Caton was telling me about one substance that had dilantin in it. So it depends upon what you're talking about when you discuss this bill. Are you talking about the bulk Schedule 2 phenobarbital or the pre-mix solutions that are available from the suppliers and wholesalers? Currently, under federal law, a veterinarian must be registered, a licensed veterinarian by the state must be registered at the location at which the phenobarbital is being stored. And the veterinarian would be responsible for the security and record keeping and the appropriate use. And it is true, his license would be, his DEA registration would be the registration that would be responsible if something, he would be the individual held responsible if something should go wrong, civilly, probably, and if there's criminal, if he was involved in it, of course he would be held responsible for that. If the state approves this act as I have seen it, the Drug Enforcement Administration could license humane societies to handle the phenobarbital. And this again gets into the question, what form of phenobarbital are they talking about? Would it be the Schedule 2 bulk powder or the some of the Schedule 3 premix solutions that are available? I'm not really sure. Depending on that, well, as far as our registration of them, it wouldn't make any difference, but we would want to know whether we would have to register them in Schedule 2 non-narcotic only or Schedule 3 non-narcotic.
Do you think that should be specified in the bill?
It might for purposes, because the state is going to have to tell the Drug Enforcement Administration what these people can be registered for. We register them for specific schedules, such as Schedule 2 narcotic, Schedule 2 non-narcotic, Schedule 3 narcotic, and Schedule 3 non-narcotic, Schedule 4 and Schedule 5. Mm-hmm. We would have to know what specific schedule that we want, you people wanted us to register these people on. An additional area that was I was asked to talk about was the diversion of phenobarbital, and since it is a Schedule 2 drug, it has a very high potential for abuse. It's in the highest schedule that it can be in for a legitimate pharmaceutical. Schedule 1 drugs are drugs that currently have no accepted medical use in the United States. As with all bulk powders, if we're talking about a bulk powder, there is a greater potential for diversion than with a premixed solution. If someone is making up a solution, it's fairly easy to skim off some and to divert the drug. There has been several instances of the bulk powder appearing on the streets in Oregon. The source of the drug, I don't know. We were never able to locate it, but there was some bulk powder, phenobarbital powder, appearing on the streets.
Do you feel that in terms of diverting this into drug trafficking, the bulk powder is an easier means to do this, or the premixed solution?
Oh, bulk powder, undoubtedly, in my opinion. The premixed solutions, the individual administering the drug, all he would do is be administer it. The bulk powder could be skimmed off, and you could add something else to the solution you're making up that might still kill the dog or the animal. But the animal wouldn't know what was killing it, and you're getting the job still done, but you're not really using the full strength of what you really should be. So anytime you use bulk powder, you do run that risk. As far as security, the Drug Enforcement Administration only requires minimal security, and if the state wishes to impose additional security requirements for the storage of the drug, we would have no objection. Certainly. Records, again, we do have certain record-keeping requirements. I know Mr. Caton has discussed his proposed record-keeping requirements with me, and they go beyond what the federal law would require, and I certainly see no problem with them.
Mr. Hale?
Mr. Chairman, a question for both gentlemen, I suppose. If sodium phenobarbital is mixed with another controlled substance, in the solution form that you're talking about, this act permits the dispensing the delivery and dispensing of sodium phenobarbital solely. Do the individuals then who use that solution run the risk of being in violation of the Federal Controlled Substances Act or the State Controlled Substances Act because of that second ingredient?
No. There's quite a few combinations like that, Jim. And the prime thing in there is a controlled substance, and if it's a mixture like that and it's a Schedule 3, the ability to dispense a Schedule 3 drug suffices, even though it is a compound mixture.
I think this gets back to the question that I previously asked was, what are we actually talking about? Sodium phenobarbital can be a Schedule 2 non-narcotic drug, or in solution, in combination, I think, with Dalamine, which is a Schedule 4 drug. Mr. Caton has told me that there's a product available that is the Schedule 3 drug. So this is a technical matter that is going to have to be resolved so that we can, if you choose to pass this law, how we can properly register the drugs. But if you choose to pass the law such that they can only handle the Schedule III non-narcotic substances, then I would see no problem in federal law in them handling a euthanasia product that was in combination with another controlled substance.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you very much. Could I have Dr. Hazen and maybe Bruce Hamovitz come up again? I just wanted to discuss for a moment the type of preparation we're talking about here. You've heard the past discussion, and you're ultimately going to be using it in a solution. And do you have any? Is there any problem from your end specifying in the bill that it would be supplied as the premix solution?
I'd like to address this. First of all, we were using Schedule II sodium pentobarbital in the past, up until the point where the veterinarian supplying us became concerned with their liability. At that point, they switched us to the Schedule III drug, which is called Euthanasia D Special. The drug that they're now supplying us is three times as expensive as the